olen Kirsi Rostamo ja sinä kuuntelet Kirsin kesävierasohjelmaa ja tänä iltana minun vieraanani on Christian Charles de Plick, Risto Kalle, joka täällä Radio Dayssa kävi viime talvena. Ja silloin hän kertoi tämän vuoden projekteista, kahdesta äänitteestä, jotka hän haluaa vielä tehdä. Risto Kalle, hän on julkaissut useampia äänitteitä. Tämä äänite, jonka kappaleita tässä ohjelman lomassa kuuntelemme, on julkaistu toukokuun alussa ja se on live-äänitys vuodelta 1988 Risto Kallen keikalta tuolta Ristirokista. Ja nyt kuullaan, mikä onkaan tämän äänitteen taustalla.
There's a new CD project that I'm working on. It's not anything that I've just recently recorded, but I wanted to do a compilation CD of songs from 1960s, way back when the dinosaurs roamed the earth, until nowadays. And I had like over 33 CDs, cassettes and LPs put on the CD from the 1960s and of songs that had never been released. And the idea came to mind, why don't you put together, because now you're retired, and every older singer usually puts together a compilation CD. And so I thought, okay, again, I may never make any money from any of these recordings, but that's not the point. It's to get the gospel out. And while listening to those 33 recordings, I came across a live in Tampere at Ristirock Festival. And back in the 80s, I guess they still have Ristirock every summer in Tampere, Cross Rock Festival, Gospel Festival. But in 1988, I performed live with the Bosses Band, we would call that in those days. And there was Vicky Rosti and Pepe Vilberi and Petri Laaksonen and Bianca Morales, who were, my, believe it or not, my Tausta laureate.
Not too bad band.
Everybody said, you must be joking if you think those singers are going to sing behind you because they have, you know, platinum records and everything and Eurovision and all of that. But I'm still in contact with all of those people today, and we're still friends. But that was 1988, and in 89 we made a studio recording of Nothing But the Truth that I re-released in 2002 on CD. But I found this live recording at Ristirock, and I listened to it, and I usually don't like any of my recordings. I think all singers are very technically, we're too critical of ourselves. But when I listened to that, something was saying in my heart, you should really release this as it is. And it's rare that you have a live recording that's recorded so well that it could become, actually, especially in those days, could actually be released as a CD. And I sent it to my engineer who did the last few CDs of mine in Uvascular. And he listened. He said, yeah, the quality is really excellent. And I agree. I think you should release it as one CD live. And you should call it, you know, something live in Finland, you know. And so I'm very excited about it. He's mastering it now and trying to find graphic artists and what have you. And hopefully next year it'll be released. And still I'm thinking about the compilation CD. So that and two book projects, still one about my life here in Finland that I have never finished to this day.
So you haven't made the life story of your testimonies and everything?
No, it's sort of hard because you get to a point in a chapter and then you say, okay, I'll close it here. And then something else God does. And so I'm always saying probably when I'm dead and gone, somebody, whoever finds my computer, will find these files and then, as it normally happens, and then money will start coming in to them. I need it myself now, not for myself, but so that I can continue to promote the gospel. Because we always say that preaching the gospel is free, but CDs and records and radio stations and all that stuff, those are not free. Somebody has to pay for them. Mm. And that's what Christians really need to hear that message too. That we have to support and encourage one another. It's good to say, I'm praying for you, but it's even nicer if we can help in a practical way. And I think so many think that, oh, well, I can't give, you know, 5,000 euros. Well, it's like the poor woman in the Bible that gave what she had. She had almost nothing, and she said, I'll give you this and to the prophet, and then me and my son will die. But we know what happened, that God continued to fill her food overflowing. because she gave what little she had. And so even if we think if we can give 10 euros, that might seem little. But if 10,000 Christians give 10 euros, that's a lot of money to help get the gospel out.
Risto-Kalle tuossa kertoi, että hän haluaisi vielä koota sellaisen koosteäänitteen biiseistä, mitä hän on laulanut 60-luvulta aina näihin päiviin asti. Että yleensähän iäkkäämmät laulajat tekevät tällaisia kokoelmalevyjä. Ja kun hän kuunteli läpi sitten kaikkia 33 CD:tä, joita hän löysi, niin sieltä sitten hän kuuli Tampereen Ristirokin festivaaleilla tehdyn live-äänitteen vuodelta 1988. Ja kun hän sitä kuunteli, niin hän tykästyi, että sanoo yleensä olevan aika tarkka siitä omista lauluistaan ja kriittinen oman työnsä suhteen, mutta kun hän tätä kuunteli, niin hän ajatteli, että hetkinen, että tämän hän voisi julkaista tällaisenaan, joka on aika harvinaista, että live-äänitys on niin hyvä tasoinen. Ja hän lähetti sen hänen studioteknikkoystävälleen, joka on tehnyt parit viimeiset CD:t Jyväskylässä ja tämäkin innostui ja keksivät sille sitten tämän nimen, että Live in Finland. Ja kuunnellaanpa tuolta äänittäjältä nyt seuraava kappale, Don't Mind People Grinning in You.